joined by Grizzlies forward Spencer Dorowitz. It's a 5-3 defeat to the Okotoks Oilers here tonight. You guys made a good push late, but you know, what was the difference in this one in your mind?
Yeah, we came out and we had a rough start. A bad first period where they had most of the puck possession, and we were lucky enough to get out of that period only down one goal. And you know, came out in the second, and all of a sudden they get a quick shorthanded goal. And you know, when we get down like that, 2-3 goals, it's tough to come back. And that's a good team over there. We can't let them take those leads, and especially in our home barn. So, you know, we just left it too late, and you know, had a good push in the third, but it was just a little too late.
You guys have been pretty resilient and have shown the ability to come back a number of times this year. So you got to be proud of your team for that component. But, you know, what can you see and what can you guys work on as far as the starts, especially here at home where it's been a tough stretch over the last month or so?
Yeah, no, for sure. We definitely have that resiliency and that character to come back. But it's just a matter of, you know, we don't always want to be in the position of having to come back. So we got to find a way to come out to a good start and you know, get the lead and be able to hold that lead throughout the game. And that's how we're going to win consistently and have a good push here for the next 20 games or so.
What have you guys tried? And, you know, what can make you more consistent as far as the starts go here?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've changed our routine a bit before games, you know, switched up things like going for a run at different times and stuff like that inside the room. But I think it's just a matter of everyone getting mentally prepared and you know, taking that a little bit more seriously maybe before games, and I think maybe we're thinking it's going to come a little more easy at home, and that's not the case at all. So you know, we got to come out even harder with our fans that are supporting us and everything. We don't want to let them down, and you know, we got to play a full 60 to win games.
Out there tonight, to your line, you know, helped get you back in it. Chris Gary really had the wheels going, and you know, had a couple of passes that were just phenomenal tonight. Can you talk about you know, what you saw from him this evening?
Yeah, Gary, he's an unbelievable hockey player. 17 years old, and you know, I couldn't ask for a better line mate. He finds me on the ice like nobody else I've played with, and he sure helped me with the season I've had. It's been an incredible time playing with him, and you know, just another regular, you know, awesome game for him tonight.
Yeah, you wind up getting to a 30-goal plateau that two of your teammates got to last year, both Marcinou and Klaus. For yourself, though, your career high was 14 goals coming into this season. Now in 42 games this year, you have 30. You know, just, you know, was it something that in your wildest dreams you could have even seen?
No, you know what? I never would have imagined getting even 30 goals, especially at this point in the season. My goal was to get 20 and surpass what I had in the last couple seasons, but you know, I'm ecstatic to have the goals I have, and like I said, I got tremendous line mates that have, you know, been there and you know, helped me get that consistently throughout the season, and it's been a pleasure.
For your career, you know, what was maybe the best tip that someone gave you on how to get goals at this level?
You know, playing confident. Confidence is you know, my biggest thing. Right now, the puck's going in. My confidence is through the roof. So that's what's helped me along the way. You know, that I talk about the first game of the year when I put a floater on net. If that, maybe seeing that one go in, if that doesn't go in, maybe I have half the goals I have this year just because I knew it was going to go in the net. I just started throwing the pucks on net and you know, always had a chance. And I think I just started believing in myself and know I can do it. So it's just kind of having confidence, I think.
Excellent. Those two guys last year, you know, what did you see from Klaus and Marcinou that, you know, maybe you've been able to put into your, you know, toolbox there for this year?
Yeah, those are two awesome players. They both have great shots, and that's a thing I always watch them. They're always the shooter. I was kind of always been the passer playing with Dunkel and Klaus my rookie season, and you know, Bart and Hubs, you know, we kind of shared the scoring a bit, but this year I've been working on my shot and getting stronger over the summer, you know, always you know, just working on your shot and your strength, and that's what's helped me a lot, and with my strength and confidence, it's been a boost for me.
Excellent. Last one for you, Spencer. You guys head out on the road now, starting with the Canucks tomorrow night. You know, you put this homestand behind you here a little bit. What do you guys need to do when you head to the Max Bell tomorrow?
We just got to keep doing what we've been doing on the road, and that's, you know, high energy. That's what we've had, you know, this in December there. We had a couple of great road games there, and you know, come off to hot starts and played full 60 minutes, and that's what we've been doing on the road. And we struggled with a bit at home, But, you know, we just got to keep doing what we've been doing on the road and kind of carry that into tomorrow.